Good morning, Tiff.
So to start off with, I guess, you know, pros and cons. What is it that you like about Earth Hour?
I like the fact that it's raising awareness of the need to save energy and also use energy more efficiently.
And so Earth Hour does cop some criticism occasionally, saying that it doesn't actually, you know, it's actually quite limited when it does come to reducing our energy consumption. What is your take on those suggestions?
Well, that's partly true, of course, particularly with solid-state lighting becoming more prevalent. The amount of energy that we're saving by turning off lights is relatively small. But as I said, I think it's really about raising our awareness of how we use energy and the need to use energy more efficiently, but also save energy, which avoids the need for building more generators. If we are going to build more generators, we really need to be starting to move towards renewable and sustainable energy sources.
And so I suppose then you mentioned, you know, since the new lights have come in, I guess turning off all the lights doesn't have the impact it once would have had. Is there something else that people, you know, you think should be doing for Earth Hour?
Well, one thing that many people probably don't realise is that we use about 30% of the energy, our total energy consumption is used for transport in Western society. So actually you could have a much more significant impact on reducing energy by taking public transport, driving electric vehicle, walking or biking, something like that. I think turning off lights is a really good visible way to do things, and it's something that we all notice and respond to, but transport is something that would be more practical in saving a large amount of energy if that's what the goal is.
So I suppose, is that something that you would like to see tied into Earth Hour and the way that it is, you know, sort of, I guess, marketed would be the word out into the world?
Yeah, I think it would be great if it could be. In fact, looking at all of our energy usage and tying that into Earth Hour would be the way to go. Transport, of course, is a significant part of that. And lighting is a very visible part of that, but also maybe our use of IT or other, you know, air conditioning, heating, cooling, all these things are significant consumers of energy as well.
And I suppose in looking back at the last 10 years of Earth Hour or so, what impact do you think that the last 10 years has had, even just, I guess, in awareness?
That's something I don't have any good numbers on, I'm sorry, but I hope that it's had a good educational impact, that it's made a lot of people more aware of the need to save energy and the fact that all the energy that we're using at the moment, a large proportion of it is generated by fossil fuel-powered sources, and this is contributing to global warming, which is having an increasingly visible impact on our climate.
Well, just before I do let you go, Graham, I guess, you know, are you going to be participating in Earth Hour this Saturday, and what sort of things will you be doing?
Yes, I will. I'll turn off the lights and I'll walk or not drive.